Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show
again. Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
And I done wrong, and I'm just satisfied. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home, acknowledge I've done. I'll go back to my father's house, fall down on my face, say that I'm unworthy and seek a servant's place. I'll go back to my father's house, oh, the place I love so. There they have a plenty to eat, and me, I'm starving here. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home, but not it's I. Father seen me coming, and he met me with a smile. He threw his arms around me. Here is my wandering child. Father said to his servants, go and kill the fat. Invite both friends and relative, my son, come home at last. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home, acknowledge I've done wrong. Oh, my brother, he was jealous, and I thought I heard him say, you gave to him my portion, I never went away. Father said to my brother, oh, you've been both good and kind. Now not a calf I'll give to thee, but all I have is thine. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home, acknowledge
Greg Brown, kicking off this week's Out of the Woods, going back to 2004's CD, Honey in the Lion's Head, and I Believe I'll Go Back Home. Yeah, that was Bob Black on the banjo there. He used to be one of Bill Monroe's bluegrass boys. That's pretty cool. Doesn't sound like bluegrass at all right there. Good stuff, Greg Brown. Welcome to the show. I'm Chip Calkert. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours spinning mostly acoustic music. Hope you'll stay with us. Got a lot of new stuff this week in the pile. This one's from a recent guest of ours, Mr. Ron Israel. He has a brand new CD out. I think he was probably talking about working on this one when he was in here with us. It's called Tribal War and full of topics of current interest, such as this one. This has been in the news a lot. You've probably heard about this. This is called The President and the Porn Star on Out of the Woods.
President and the porn star had a secret date. Call it serendipitous, call it fate. They met each other in some West Coast bar through a dating service. Wannabe Hollywood stars. Woe is me, now part of our history. They had a conversation about the deep things in life. He asked what size she was. He asked if he told his wife. The president asked the porn star to come up to his room. She brought a little camera to take photos with her zoom. Quite a sight to see, now part of our history. They spent several hours in deep repose. He called her stormy weather. She called him twinkle toes. A secret hookup between alleged adults. Skin-to-skin reaction with very bad results. Sadly, now part of our history. The president's lawyer knew beyond a reasonable doubt the election would be lost if people ever found out. He sent the porn star money and an agreement meant to buy. But the porn star laughed, 'cause she knew the president forgot to sign. Travesty, now part of our history. The president became president, and the porn star stood. If he can become famous, why can't I become famous too? She went into high gear with her revenge plan, and the president's private parts went up on Instagram. Quite a sight to see, now part of our history. Was how the president approached his bitter end at the hands of a porn star who had the goods on him. So you should never trust a president who cheats on his spouse, and never trust a porn star to shut her mouth. For you, for me, this is now part of our history.
Microphone. Money. of a culture war. My body's my ballot, I cast it every day. I'm just trying to keep some of my demons at bay. 'Cause I am in the midst of a culture war. War. I see the blue light flashing in the living rooms as I drive by. I can't help but wonder what they're feeding your mind. 'Cause you are in the midst of a culture war.
I'd love to read heard a fact, but I think facts should be true, so I can't agree that what you imagine isn't all real to me. I'd love to be wrong, have everyone free, instead of having your freedom be punishing me. I'm expecting more rain, much bigger floods, more corporate judges, more morons in trucks, taking over the streets and waving their guns. Small countries invaded by much bigger ones. The free world in crisis, its leader denying he's already been paid off for those bullets flying. And when it all falls apart and they start to crack down on the weak and the helpless, will you just go along? Well, I hope you don't mind my little song, but hey, like I said, I'd love to be wrong.
Saw the baby Jesus on the midnight train. He was heading out of town under cover of rain. He said he saw signs in the writing on the wall. He said mankind's heading for a great big fall. It's getting ugly out there. It's getting darker, I swear. People fighting everywhere. Somebody say a prayer. It's getting ugly out there. He said a lot of fat cats trying to plant their seed, hungry for power and driven by greed. He said I gotta find a place I can hide somehow. Oh, what am I gonna tell the old man? It's getting ugly out there. It's getting darker, I swear. People fighting everywhere. Somebody say a prayer. It's getting ugly out there. I turned on my TV to watch some news. Saw big shots arguing, spouting their views. A child refugee drowned on the seashore. I had to turn it off, I couldn't take it anymore. It's getting ugly out there. It's getting darker, I swear. People fighting everywhere. Does anybody even care? It's getting ugly out there. With his great big plans, how to make a lot of money, how to grease a lot of hands. If the people ever knew what was really going on, there'd be another politician who'd be dead and gone. It's getting ugly out there. It's getting darker, I swear. People fighting everywhere. Somebody say a prayer. It's getting ugly, I know. I hear the wild wind blow. The grim reaper's gonna sow. Pack my bags, I gotta go. It's getting ugly out there. It's getting darker, I swear. People fighting everywhere. Somebody say a prayer.
New from Willie Nile for you here on Out of the Woods. New CD is called Children of Paradise, and That was Getting Ugly Out There. A very topical set. Rod McDonald, also brand new, another former guest of ours, from his brand new CD, Beginning Again, we had I'd Love to Be Wrong. Yeah, the guests just keep on coming. The Mammals, Mike Miranda, he was in here not too long ago also. From the new one, Sunshiner, we heard Culture War. I think he actually played that when he was here. Marilyn Rucker and Friends from a new compilation called Songs for Social Change, Volume 2. We had Money's Not Speech. And our former guest, Ron Israel, at the top with his new one called Tribal War and a song called The President and the Porn Star. That's right. All right, well, enough of that stuff. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more great stuff right after this.